The president laid out an ambitious agenda. He wants to increase the minimum wage, spur investments in infrastructure, and take more steps to address climate change. Elk Grove Democrat Ami Barra says the president is focused on what the Sacramento region needs.
Whether it's opportunity by investing in the next generation, whether it's opportunity by investing in American innovation, in our small businesses, you know, he laid out that agenda.
But Republicans are bristling. While the president asked House Republicans for assistance, he also said he's going to aggressively sign executive orders where they want to blunt his agenda. Granite Bay Republican Tom McClintock says the president is walking a dangerous line.
If that is allowed to stand, we will have crossed a very bright line that divides the rule of law from the rule of one man.
McClintock says the president also missed an opportunity to refocus attention on the nation's ballooning national debt. Barra says he regrets the president didn't focus more on areas where there's bipartisan agreement. But he says the president struck the right tone by not browbeating House Republicans for moving slowly on immigration reform.
Yeah, when he talked about immigration, I looked around and I saw a number of my Republican colleagues standing as well in the House. So that tells me that they're ready to work on this as well, and let's get this done.
In this election year, the State of the Union address is one of the first shots in an intense battle for the all-important independent voters. And while President Obama isn't on the ballot this year, members of Congress are, with Barra one of several Californians facing competitive races. For Capital Public Radio, I'm Matt Laszlo in Washington.